The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Bob Agnew. President Obama has arrived in Saudi Arabia to meet with King Salman and other Persian Gulf allies. The White House says the president plans to discuss their deepening involvement in the fight against the Islamic State terrorist group, as well as the wars in Syria and Yemen. For Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, it's on to their next campaign stops following big victories yesterday in New York.
I can think of nowhere that I would rather have this victory.
Trump claimed at least 89 of the 905 delegates that were up for grabs. Ted Cruz got shut out. Meanwhile, Democrat Hillary Clinton said it was great to win in her adopted home state.
In this campaign, we've won in every region of the country. From the north to the south to the east to the west, but this one's personal.
Mrs. Clinton scheduled to spend today campaigning in Pennsylvania. Donald Trump has rallies planned in Maryland and Indiana. Mitsubishi Motors says it's found evidence its employees falsified fuel mileage test data for some models. Yuri Kageyama reports.
They're still investigating why this happened, but they know that the wrongdoing was intentional. And it was clear that they did it because they wanted to make the mileage look better.
Mitsubishi says the inaccurate test involved 157,000 of its own brand light passenger cars. 468,000 vehicles produced for Nissan. Something that happens every day and is getting more attention now is the amount of pain felt by preborn, or I should say a very early born baby.
I think we all very much are cognizant of the fact that even a 24-year-old baby does experience pain.
Says Evanston Hospital Medical Director Dr. William McKendrick. He says pain relief needs to be addressed for newborns and premature babies in particular. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services. Have you received a letter or personal visit from the IRS? Has the IRS garnished your paycheck or seized your bank account? If so, you need to take action now. You're a target of the most powerful collection agency in the world, and you need representation you can trust. Don't get scammed by imitators and telemarketers' high-pressure tactics. At Wall & Associates, they develop trust with their clients through a free face-to-face consultation. They've saved their clients over $129 million in the past 5 years. Call 1-800-983-5313 now for your free face-to-face consultation. Ignoring your tax problem will only make it worse. Call 1-800-983-5313 to get immediate help. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has helped thousands of taxpayers, and they can help you. Call now, 1-800-983-5313. That's 1-800-983-5313.
Prince William is rejecting criticism that he does not put enough time into royal duties. In interviews ahead of Queen Elizabeth II's 90th birthday, William said the Queen knows how busy he is.
She's very supportive of everything I'm doing at the moment. She understands that I'm a family man and I want to be around for my children as much as I can. There's a time and a place for taking on more and more responsibilities, and that will come, and I will look forward to doing that.
William said he is balancing his royal duties right now with those of a husband, father, and air ambulance pilot. William says when the Queen is ready to hand over more tasks to him, he is eager to step up to the role. On Wall Street yesterday, it was something of a mixed bag. The Dow Jones Industrial Average picked up 49 points. It opens this morning at 18,053. Right now, futures are up by 10 points. A bit of a struggle, though, yesterday for the NASDAQ. It lost 19 points. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. A deal has reportedly been reached in Lebanon in the case of an Australian mother and a television crew accused of abducting two children in an ongoing custody battle.
The television crew from Channel 9, which includes one of its star reporters, Tara Brown, has been detained with Sally Faulkner for almost 2 weeks. They were arrested after an attempt on the streets of Beirut to seize Sally Faulkner's children, whom she said had been taken to the Lebanese capital by her Lebanese ex-husband without her permission. The TV crew was following her story. The dramatic moment was caught on CCTV. Now it seems they will be released in a deal with lawyers for the children's father, although compensation, according to Channel 9, will have to be paid.
That's Sebastian Usher reporting. Clean air advocates say millions of Californians live in parts of the state with unhealthy air. The American Lung Association has released an annual report card which says 8 out of 10 Californians live in counties with unhealthy pollution levels. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. We now come to you Monday through Friday, 3 hours every day, from 9 to noon on this SDG radio network. Good to have you along with us, like I say. And we want you to get involved in the conversation. After all, it's your world, and if we're going to get this thing back on track, we need everybody involved. This is not a Democrat or Republican thing. It's about an us kind of thing, all right? We all need to be on deck and understand exactly what is happening. And to this end right now, we've got somebody that you may feel is going to shake you awake a little bit. And maybe that's what needs to happen, especially when you hear the responses, and particularly of kids that have been spending, you know, a lot of time at universities, and you say, wow, this is the best we can do? I mean, they don't know much about the Constitution. They don't understand what's going on. They're following people, and they don't even understand why they're following people. It's just, I guess, surfs up, and that's what you do. You just get on the wave. And we've all been there, so I don't mean to be hypercritical or anything like that. I'm saying, look, we can do better than this, and we need millennials. We need everybody involved to understand what is happening to the country, what's happening to their liberties. Constitutional attorney, author John Whitehead is with us. He's the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute and editor of gadflyonline.com. His latest book, Battlefield America, The War on the American People. John, I would think that you would agree that we need to wise up with you know, what's going on and how pervasive this big government of ours has become, and the liberties that it's stealing away from us with our eyes wide open.
Yeah, I would say it's time to wake up, because, you know, that's all I do is I research where the government's headed, what they're doing. And I work with a lot of government agents, by the way, former government agents, people still in the government. They're coming to me saying, we don't know what to do. We're frightened. The government's out of control. I mean, how many people realize that there are 67 major corporations that work with the Department of Homeland Security and 24 other federal agencies, and they're watching everything you're doing on your communications? They're coming up with what they call now, and this is true, this is actual fact, this is Washington Post, the big newspapers have reported this, they're coming up with threat assessments on all Americans. You're either a green, yellow, or red. Green is a minimal threat, yellow is a possible threat, red is a major threat. What that means is if a policeman comes to your door, he's going to have on his phone or his computer in his car your threat level. They look at your medical records, your social media, what you're posting on Facebook, Twitter. Do you own a gun? Have you run a stop sign? And then they have a threat assessment, and that's how you'll be treated aggressively depending on your threat assessment. So everybody's being watched. Again, these are actual facts. And I'm telling people, friends I have, I've seen a few veterans who have actually emailed me and said, hey, I have my gun, I'm ready if the police do a SWAT. There's 80,000 SWAT team raids going on.
Yeah, you don't even want to.
I'm telling these guys, hey, be careful what you post on Facebook, because you say you have a gun, yeah. you've automatically moved into a yellow threat assessment and maybe
exactly.
a red, and you may get hurt. So I think you have to be aware of what's going on, and I'm telling people you better start getting involved in your government because your government's not very friendly right now toward the American people.
Well, it's amazing and a bit ironic, and people go, look, it, they can't even vet refugees coming in from Syria and the Middle East, and here they are, you know, on top of us like nonstop crazy. I mean, how, you know, how ironic.
Well, ironic is not the word. I talked to veterans coming back, Air Force pilots, who they give them a 5-10 minute examination, say they have traumatic syndrome, post-traumatic syndrome, and they can't own a weapon. There's a 200,000 vets now coming back. They can't own a hunting rifle. And they don't know why, but, you know, again, you're hitting a point really good. People coming in from other countries, they're not vetting very well. So
right.
the question is, what's up? Why are they watching the American people? Are we really the threat? And the FBI, and this is, you know, FBI is a suspicious agency, as I've written about. People go to our website at Rutherford.org and read about it, but they're saying that crime in America is at a 40-year low. So if we're not that violent, why are they watching us? And some of us, and some of the people we're dealing with have been put in mental hospitals. We've got them out, veterans and other people, but just because they say things on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is the challenge. I mean, the good and bad side of the information age that we live in. And as you say, people are posting things on Facebook, and they got to understand Facebook is not their therapist.
No, Facebook says now they brag about it. We know when you wake up and when you go to bed by when you click on the Facebook. They're watching everything that's being reported to the government to watch you. And there is a paranoid mentality. I've talked to former NSA agents who tell me that. They say something's gone awry in the government now. They're so paranoid about Americans. How many people realize that all federal agencies now have SWAT team raids, including the Department of Agriculture, the Social Security Administration? They're running around with hollow point bullets, which expand on contact and blow your arm off. They're actually handing out SWAT team gear to firefighters now and 9/11 operators. And I'll go back and say it again, that threat assessment I'm talking about, when they come in your door, maybe for a 9/11, they've got a threat assessment, and if they know you have a gun, what's happened is they're getting very, very aggressive. We have a case in Texas where they were looking for somebody. They got a 9/11 call, some policemen. They went in through the door. The people in the house said, there's nobody here. The guy you're looking for, we don't even know who he is. They took the husband out, slammed him down the face on the lawn, and drove off.
Ugh.
And we filed a lawsuit now. But see, they were very, very aggressive. And if you go back to the people who founded this country, they gave us a constitution. And you said most kids, I talked to law students today, they have no idea what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening is, you know, they're just disregarding the Constitution right now. And we're going to have to start our local governments fighting back this issue.
Exactly. Well, I've been saying, John, as you know, I so believe in the Constitution. I believe we need to revisit this as individuals. You know, read the Constitution, get reconnected with it. You will appreciate all the more our founding fathers, the brilliance of that document. But the other thing that came to light here recently for me is that, you know, you also have to read the Declaration of Independence. And that reminds everybody how important that document was, that it announced not only to the King of England, but also to the rest of the world, what was going on with the 13 colonies and the specific grievances they had. Well, I think we need to revisit the grievances. We have lots of grievances right now with this existing government, and I think that's why they're paranoid, and they should be. Because
well, listen, your kids are not being, they're not reading the Declaration of Independence in school anymore.
Yeah.
It's considered dangerous speech. If you read the preamble to what Thomas Jefferson wrote, that's considered very radical speech today.
Right.
And it might upset somebody. And, you know, that's an epidemic across college campuses. I talked to a group of third graders not recently, and they told me we were talking, and they said there's a list of words we can't say. They're forbidden words.
Unbelievable.
And I asked, well, what's some of the words? And one of the little girls said, the G word, we can't say it. I went, oh, no, not God again.
Uh-huh.
He said, no. I said, can you spell on a piece of paper that it was the word guns?
Mm.
And I went, how do you say what the people in Afghanistan, our troops, are carrying? Are they carrying G's?
Yeah.
So it's getting crazy is what I'm saying.
Well, without a doubt. Well, our conversation this morning with John Whitehead continues. He is the founder of the Rutherford Institute. Where can they go for more information, John?
They can go to Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org, and we give away free Bill of Rights cards on our website, by the way, and you can learn the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, isn't that novel? We got to continue to spread. Hey, sometimes the old news is still good news. We just need need to understand. Exactly. Maybe for some, they may think it's just new news, but it's been around for a while. We just have to, you know, get behind it, ladies and gentlemen. More from John Whitehead on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 14 after the top of the hour right now.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvina, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stool, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother could use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You think it's easy being him?
Everything can be fixed if you're willing to pay for it.
So, who's gonna be our super high roller?
Bill Martinez Live. Who else?
Hey, let's roll him. Why not? It's 19 after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Our conversation with John Whitehead, the founder of the Rutherford Institute, continues. John, you know, you talked about these threat assessment levels that are going on. I mean, what triggers in my mind is 1938-39 Germany, as Hitler started corralling all the people and identifying the threat levels by putting emblems on them. It was their badge that they had to walk around with, so that they didn't have iPhones or any kind of other information to identify. So they did it visually, and we're doing it now because of the information age. These authorities are able to, put emblems on everybody, much like, Hitler's Germany.
Yeah, and, in my book, Battlefield America, I spend two chapters talking about how I think we're starting to mirror Nazi Germany, especially with a lot of these programs now. There's a program in the public schools, the high school students, and the FBI is coordinating it, where students are being taught to watch one another and then turn students in to the teachers, students that may be threats, or students that say stupid things, etc. We're starting to create a society that, like you said, not only is Facebook, Twitter, Google's watching everybody, but also, and all these big companies work with the government, by the way. They have government contracts. Google has $1 million contracts with the NSA. They're watching everything. Now they're teaching students in public schools to watch for suspicious behavior, which could be a joke. It could be a kid that mentions the G word, guns, and he'd be in trouble. So, yes, we're starting to do that. And when we see people rounded up like Brandon Robb, the Marine that we helped a couple years ago, because he was doing Facebook posts, he didn't like Obama, he got arrested, slammed against the fence by the Department of Homeland Security and a SWAT team and put in a mental hospital. We filed a lawsuit and got him out in a week. But, he should have been there in the first place. And I didn't realize it at the time. We did our research. There's 1.5 million of these, what they call civil commitments, pulling people out of their homes for so-called mental illness problems. Wow. And they're put in. And many people shouldn't be there, but they don't have the Rutherford Institute, and we're not alerted to the situation.
Well, John, I know your motivation. You think about your grandkids, what kind of America is going to be left to them. I think the same way as you do. And I'm seeing America. I mean, we've already seen little pockets of states and cities around this country becoming more and more totalitarian. We're really not that far away from losing this government and becoming controlled by a small group of people, and I think that America senses this. What I'm hearing across the country is this sense of fear that we're losing grip of this great American experiment. What do you say?
Yeah, I'm to the point where I'm saying we've lost it unless we get active. And I'm telling people, you can't just sit and watch. I mean, you can't just sit and the average American watches 150 hours of television a month. I'm telling people, hey, turn the TV off for one-third of those hours. Get down to your local city council. When you see some of the cases I've described, SWAT team raids on people where the police are in the wrong home and someone gets killed, like Jose Guerrero, the decorated Marine that got killed. Mm-hmm. They thought there was marijuana in his home. They were doing sweeps of his neighborhood. He stood in his hallway with the only weapon he had, which was a hunting rifle. He got shot and killed. There was no marijuana in his home. They were in the wrong home. What you should do in those instances is get together with your community, go down and say, we need oversight on this stuff. We need to start following the Constitution. You're not supposed to enter anybody. Minimally, Americans know you need a warrant. If you go to argue a judge, hey, this guy's dangerous, whatever. But people are getting killed because they think they might have an ounce of marijuana in their home. That doesn't make any sense to me. No. We've gone too far now.
Yeah, without a doubt. And no wonder justice is becoming, a hot issue on the campaign trail. It's not only, a lot of people hear justice, they think, well, it's just, it's just those poor black people that get in trouble, and maybe they deserve it anyway. I mean, these are this is far-reaching, and these stories demonstrate to us that, justice is an issue, throughout this country of ours.
Oh, yeah. I've seen kids, who do an imaginary bow and arrow. We had a kid who did that. He was a fourth grader, 10 years old. He was pulled out of the classroom and cited with a weapons violation. We had to threaten to file a lawsuit for him to take that off his record. This is a 10-year-old kid who had seen the movie Brave.
Yes.
And he was doing a fake. He just moved his hand. He didn't have a bow and arrow. But he got charged. We had a kid in Louisiana, a 10-year-old, who drew his uncle in Afghanistan, a stick figure with a weapon in his hand. Mm-hmm. Teacher saw it at lunch hour, pulled him out of class. He was cited with a weapons violation.
Now, unbelievable.
That is, listen, if thought my father was alive, he would look at me and say, are you people crazy?
Yes. Well, and this is the problem. See, we don't have our dads around, you know, right now, or this voice of reason. I keep praying, John, that there's some voice that breaks through the clutter that just tells people, are you nuts? I mean, is there a... Can a judge, you know, take some of these things that come to his courtroom and just say, you know, I'm not going to waste the court's time with this kind of idiocy. Get out of here. Is there any kind of pushback, of reasonable response on behalf of we the people? As we started out in talking about the Declaration of Independence, I know the thing that drives, you know, elitist and governments and totalitarian-minded people drives them nuts is that, you know, right there, you know, and even in our Constitution, it says our rights don't come from the govern, you know, from the government. It comes from God, and that drives them nuts. This is why they've done everything they can to get God. You say, oh, you know, we can't say the G word. Well, yeah, you can't even say guns or God, and God forbid that you would use them both in the same sentence.
And, like I say, the Declaration of Independence is considered dangerous speech now. Mm-hmm. People are concerned about that. And speaking to lawyers groups, by the way, when I speak to lawyers groups, I'll usually stop in the middle of my speech and I'll say, can any lawyer in this room give me the freedoms of the First Amendment? I can't find lawyers who can actually tell me the five freedoms of the First Amendment. So the schools are not teaching it. If you don't know your rights, but here, you know, occasionally I do national interviews, people will call in and say, hey, I got your Bill of Rights card. We're teaching our kids at home. They actually know what's in the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment. Mm-hmm. I talk to policemen now when I meet them, and I say, here's a Bill of Rights card. Why don't you learn the Fourth Amendment and memorize it so that someone asks you what it's about, you'll know. And they look at me kind of blankly, and they take the card and walk away. And you know, some of them are actually starting to come alive. They're reading it and going, oh, I see.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, you talk about having a rightful position of authority. It's right there. Whether you're a citizen or you're an officer that, you know, whose responsibility is to uphold the law. John, you wrote something here, and we kind of touched a little bit on this, and that's the cordon of silence that has been taking place. And, of course, we reference Hitler's Germany. And I know when people hear this, they go, wow, Bill, you know, John, you guys are being a little extreme here. Well, no. Wake up and see what's going on here. And one of the first things that Hitler took away was the freedom of speech. He controlled speech. And this is what's happening in our country today. And if you don't realize that we're being cooked slowly but surely, like that frog that finds itself in the boiling water, ladies and gentlemen, it is boiling. It is not a jacuzzi to kick back there with your margarita and think all is well, right?
Yeah, again, I keep saying, I've seen, especially with college students today, they're afraid to say certain words. They won't say them. Some of your major comedians like Jerry Seinfeld are now saying they don't do college campuses anymore. They get booed if they say the wrong word. So, but the key to free speech, I tell people this, listen, honor free speech. If you don't agree with it, that's great. But listen, if someone's saying something to you and you don't agree with it, it makes you think. That's why the word debate's really important. And I tell these public schools that we get involved in with some crazy cases, like kids that can't wear flag shirts. They're telling them today you can't wear an American flag. It's offensive to some people. I'm saying, hey, why don't you just debate the issue, but let free speech reign. Let the kids wear their shirts. Censor speech. And don't give me that word political correctness. Political correctness is just another word for censorship.
Exactly. Well, you know, there's got to be some pushback here, John. And if we if we don't want to exercise our right, then we're going to find more of our freedoms being vacated on us. It's happening continuously. That's what progressives do, don't they?
Yeah, most people do. The great Martin Niemöller quote, he was in Germany. He said, you know, first they came for this, I wasn't listening, and finally they came for me, and I woke up. Yeah. So don't wait till they come for you, folks.
Exactly. Get a copy of his latest book, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about John Whitehead's book, Battlefield America, The War on the American People. It will wake you up with your eyes wide open. John Whitehead, constitutional attorney and founder of the Rutherford Institute. Thank you, John. This is Bill Martinez. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Right now, yes. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. Don't forget that at 12:15 today, we go with Martinez Live. Mucho más Martinez is what Scott refers to it very lovingly, and I appreciate that because he's just that kind of guy. But mucho más Martinez, it's kind of our Bill Martinez Live after show, and we'll talk about some of the things that, you know, highlights, especially this conversation with John Rutherford. Well, I'll tell you, what a wake-up call. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is happening all around us, and we're kind of asleep at the wheel here. And, you know, he mentioned John Neumeyer's. Let me see if I can pull that up real quick just to, you know, kind of remind you of what that poem was all about. And it was, you know, it was circulated in the 50s, and it was Martin Neumüller. He's a pastor. And he writes about the cowardice of German intellectuals following the Nazis' rise to power and the subsequent purging of their chosen targets and group after group. Many variations and adaptations in the spirit of the original have been published in the English language, and it deals with themes of persecution, guilt, and responsibility. It says, first they came for the socialists. I did not speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Does this have relevance for you? I mean, is this starting to tie a little bit of a,
I know some, you know, some purpose and understanding of what's going on here in our country. And you go, oh, Bill, you know, you're kind of like, you're starting to put maybe a tinfoil hat on and turn into a conspiratorist. I think what John has been bringing out, and when, again, we don't hear about these stories because you can't count on the mainstream media. They're not going to publish this stuff. All right, they're not being bothered. It's okay. When you're going to hear about it is when the mainstream media is specifically attacked, and all of a sudden, you know, what they print is threatened. Then maybe they might say something. But right now, unfortunately, they've been so doggone complicit in you know, the movement of progressives, to the point that you know, one of our guests yesterday was reporting that you know, what is the believability of the mainstream media? You know, 6%. 6% of America believes in what the mainstream media is saying. And, you know, it amazes me how many lies are being perpetrated out there, and it's okay. I mean, we talk about presidential candidates. You know, she can't be trusted, he can't be trusted, he's a liar, you know, or whatever. And you know, it is amazing to me how long it's taken for people to even say the L word, you know. For the longest time it was, well, they're misunderstood, there's plausible deniability, it's kind of a gray area, you know, yada, yada. Well, no, it's a lie. I mean, it reminds me of when I was working for an organization in Southern California. We were handling their marketing called Waterbed Gallery. And one of the questions that they would ask potential candidates for employment, which I thought was very provocative and powerful, was they would ask him, they said, when is it okay to tell a white lie? Well, you know, if your organization is established on integrity, it's never an appropriate time to tell a white lie. And so this was one of those qualifying questions. I'm not sure you can get away with it today. If you can ask that question, there's probably some HR people who say, Bill, you can't ask that question today. Well, this was, you know, back in the 80s. So you could still have reason, you know, when you hired people, and you could say, okay, and find out if there was, you know, a drug problem, if you had a drug-free environment in your workplace, because you wanted to protect all your employees, you could actually do that. I mean, today, I'm not sure, with all the crazy laws that have been coming up, you know, and everybody is so protected, it's like, I don't know. I mean, we're just, like I told John Whitehead, we're just upside down with all this stuff. I mean, we spend so much time on all these other things, taking extra looks at people here, at we the people. Let's stay on top of them. Let's make sure that all of them are threat assessed. But meanwhile, we're going to let in hundreds of thousands of immigrants into this country that our security people say, hey, there's no way we can threat assess them. I guess maybe they just need to come into the mainstream and become part of the mainstream system, and then there can be a threat assessment. But meanwhile, how much damage happens to America and to its citizens as we go through that crazy kind of wacky process? It just doesn't make sense. But, you know, this is what we're talking about. This is what's happened to your country. It's what's happening to your country, our country. And this is why people are freaking out and saying, gosh, you know, I have people, Bill, I just feel like our country is slipping through our fingers. Well, you know, to John's point, you know, if you're going to spend all this time in front of the TV and, you know, be so amused and think about what amusement means, you know, it's disengaging your mind. If you're going to be amused by all this stuff and have your brain disengaged, you're so easily manipulated. And this is why it doesn't matter if somebody lies to you. And, you know, and it's just like, okay, well, so they lie, you know, everybody lies, so it's okay, I guess, if they're president. Really? I mean, is that what our logic has been reduced to? And to the point where the media, they don't want to, you know, they're going along with it because they, you know, they're all, I guess, all in the tank on this or whatever has happened to their thinking process. I don't know. It is beyond me, but that's what's going on. And we're going to continue that conversation. But right now we have Julianne Thompson with us. She is the founder of the Free American Project, an organization to mobilize the grassroots and build coalitions to keep the focus on victory come November. Julianne, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Hey, wonderful. Hey, well, we have the New York primary, you know, and I'm really not a big surprise. We knew Donald Trump was going to do well. We thought maybe in the Democratic side it was going to be a closer race, but Hillary was able to pull away, and it just seems like that on the Democratic side is pretty much a fait accompli now, right?
Absolutely. It was not too much of a shock, I don't think. Certainly a big win for Donald Trump, and certainly helps him to begin to build momentum again after a several week lull in his campaign and a lot of bad publicity as of late. I think last night was a very good night for him.
Exactly. Well, I thought it was funny that George Stephanopoulos said, well, he had a bad week. I'm going, a bad week, nothing. It was like a bad month. You know, it was like at every turn he was shooting himself in the foot. And finally, you know, with Manafort in place, they're starting to, he's starting to exercise some discipline there and, you know, kind of rein in the tweets and everything else that even Melania has been a little critical of her husband about, that maybe he's gotten a little carried away. He doesn't need to fight every fight, does he?
Well, no, he doesn't. The tweets have really been overboard and very unpresidential-like. And aside from that, until his new campaign staff has come on board, he really had no command whatsoever over the delegate allocation process. So he's very behind as far as that's concerned. And you have to hand it to Team Cruz. It's an excellent run campaign, great ground game, and a definite command of the delegate process.
Well, no doubt. I mean, he's played small ball. He's collected delegates. He had to do something because he had to know what was going to happen in New York, and especially when Donald Trump, you know, kind of mischaracterized Ted Cruz's statement about the values of New York. What I heard, Julianne, and I'm not sure if you did, and I'm not defending Cruz, I'm only just saying that I think that he needed to come back with an answer, and he could not refute those three powerful words, you know, New York values, and it came back to really bite him on the back end.
That's right. I think it was an unfortunate statement. I think he did his best to try to explain himself, but it did hurt him in New York, and I don't think he expected to win the state.
Well, at this point, the only thing that he can look forward to and hope for is a contested convention come Cleveland. But Donald Trump, we'll see what happens. And we were talking about a possible tsunami that was going to start in New York and run all the way to California. And maybe California holds that golden ticket for him. What do you think?
I'm not sure. I'm still thinking we're headed toward a contested convention. I'm not sure that there is a path to the nomination before the convention for Donald Trump. Just looking at the map.
Well, Julianne, we're out of time. Thank you for being with us. Julianne Thompson, I'm Bill Martinez.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This report is brought to you by Mayflower. Millennials are being lured by major cities, but what will attract them to your city? The 2016 Mayflower Mover Insights Study discovered where and why millennials are moving. With 1 in 5 millennials moving in the past year, these insights may be the difference between your city seeing the headlights or taillights of a Mayflower moving truck. Of millennials who have moved, nearly half identified love as a reason for moving. Millennials identified experiences as important for relocating, with food and restaurants as a top priority. Millennials continue to be enamored by urban centers, with nearly 6 in 10 wanting to live in or near a big city. Melissa Sullivan, Director of Marketing, Mayflower.
Our Mayflower agents across the country are moving millennials as they begin new chapters of their lives, and many agents report new careers, relationships, and experiences as drivers of this generation's moves. Findings from our study help us analyze where our customers move and why they are moving.
For moving tips, visit Mayflower.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here and James Herson. Yes, it is that time. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, as always, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, fantastic, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Hey, we're just talking a couple weeks back about Clooney is $15 million worth of bundling for Hollywood. And he has a little get-together, a little soiree for $325,000 if you want to sit at the head table. And then after that, he comes out and he starts complaining. He says, yeah, these elections are getting too expensive.
Yeah, but there's too much
you're
money
playing,
in politics.
You're playing the game, buddy.
In the world. I've had the biggest hosted fundraiser in the history of America, and there's too much money in politics. Yeah, well, this is typical, though. These are the same people that come out and try to make ordinary people feel guilty if they own an SUV, and these people fly around in private jets, have a huge carbon footprint. DiCaprio is the worst of it. He parties on some Saudi sheik's yacht. And he's out there when he's winning an award, you know, preaching about how we have to address climate change. Yeah, it's hypocrite, it's cognitive dissonance, and that's Hollywood.
Well, DiCaprio's on that Saudi Prince jet until those 28 pages get released, right?
Yeah.
maybe that might change things just a little bit. But, you know, speaking of California and all that good stuff, your latest column says that the Golden State holds the key for the Trump campaign, perhaps, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You know, as we get closer, the California primary just seems more and more significant, more decisive. And one thing that just happened just in the last couple of days is that a new poll came out where Cruz had fallen 4 points, and Trump had gained 14 points since the previous poll. He's up by 18, over 50% in the Golden State, where there's 172 delegates. And look, when we look at the coverage, what the media just seems to miss is that the only candidate who is running as a Republican who has a real chance of obtaining that magic number of 1,237 is Trump. The other candidates cannot possibly. Zero chance. So Cruz and Kasich have only one strategy, and that is to stop Trump from getting the delegates. Thus, we have these voterless elections like the one that just happened in Wyoming. But I went through all the states from now until the convention, and I went conservatively. Anything that could I thought would go to Cruz, I gave to Cruz. Mm-hmm. Anything I thought Trump might get a small amount, I gave him zero. Mm-hmm. And even in New York, where it now looks like the polls say he's supposed to get 95, I gave Trump 80. Mm-hmm. And I go through this. Okay, so we got the big contest this week in New York. Then after that, April 26th, there's another bunch of states. There's a big one on April 26th. That's Pennsylvania.
Right.
71 delegates. But typically what these are hybrid states. There's a certain amount where they give to the winner, and then there's an amount that's won by a congressional district. But when I go through this, in each case, looking at it conservatively, what I end up with right before the convention is 1,235 delegates for Trump. Now, there are going to be people saying, well, he's short. He's two delegates short. But remember, Trump hired this veteran convention manager who worked for Reagan, Paul Manafort. He's been making the rounds this weekend.
Right.
The guy is formidable. He says there's not going to be any problem. He says if Trump comes within 200, he's going to be able to get them from the unbound delegates. He knows how to work the delegates at the convention, which is very different from going to these individual states with voterless conventions that are run by insiders.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the media wants this talk about a contested convention. But I just heard over the weekend Paul Manafort say much the same thing. I say this. And today an Associated Press article came out saying something similar and coming to a similar number than I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that unless something very unusual occurs, Trump is going to have more momentum after New York, after Pennsylvania, after...
James, I got to tell you, I had said a while ago that he could create a tsunami based out of New York. But what I was concerned about is that, Cruz has been doing some small ball in collecting delegates, and he's playing by the rules. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But like you said, it's to block Trump. The thing that I get concerned about is when Trump gets off message and he's worried about that stuff, he needs to stay on the big picture. And, look at what he didn't know about politics and what he didn't know about campaigning. That's for him. I mean, he thought he could get by on a skeletal staff. He needed Manafort a long time ago. But at least he's got him now, and he's helping him out. But there's some other things. He needs to add some depth. It's just him, the kids. I mean, what Lewandowski had said that, it's a handful of people has been, kind of running his campaign, which is unusual. But it's just because he figures, well, my brand, my name is so strong.
Well,
he's 100%, but he needs a staff.
This guy, Paul Manafort, he's tapped a very skilled Sacramento insider politician in California to be his California chairman. And he's gearing up, and I think he has more. Yeah, you're right. He has a national strategy, and he's got to be on message. Like, he's got a brilliant message cooking now where, remember how he labels people and brands them?
Right, right.
He's labeling Hillary Crooked Hillary. And
yes.
Simplicity sometimes is genius. That label of Crooked Hillary is going to get him so much support in these upcoming primaries. It's going to be unbelievable. And look, on that last day where California, now he's up by 50%, that last day, New Jersey is a winner-take-all state. And I believe it's 51 delegates in New Jersey. It is. He is gonna probably go over the 1,237. And what happens when a many, and even if you had 1,230, 1,200, these delegates that have pledged their support to others, like there's still delegates pledging support
to Rubio,
to Cruz,
yeah.
Many of them are going to wobble because they want to be with the winner.
Exactly.
And Paul Manafort is going to get some by the age-old technique that Ted Cruz has been using, bribery. Because that's what's always been done with unbound delegates all through American history. What is the bribery? Oh, a trip on a private jet, a night in the Lincoln bedroom,
right.
Some kind of favor, you know, the autograph picture, whatever it may be. You know, Paul Manafort's going to do that. It's legal, unfortunately. It is this, and Trump's right about one thing. We need reform in this area because these primary rules are as complicated as the IRS regulations. And
it's like Obamacare. And that's what I'm saying is that unless you understand the small ball of the game and the nuances, which, you know, a guy's coming out, you know, he's out of the business world and he goes there. And, you know, I think most of us think, hey, you vote one person, one vote. It should be pretty straight up. And then all of a sudden now you start getting into all these different state party politics stuff. And, you know, some of it makes sense. You know, it's like, who are you going to have as a delegate? Are you going to have somebody who's been there working on behalf of the party interest all these years, or just somebody who walks in? Like one guy, I can't remember what state it was, kind of Colorado, he walked in and just thought, hey, I'm going to be a delegate. What? It doesn't. I mean, that's like Trump. You just can't all of a sudden come in. Yeah, you just can't come in and say, well, I'm going to be president. Well, you got to have your stuff together, because guess what? This is just the beginning.
Today, and Breitbart has a story that there are some lawmakers in Colorado who are responsible for canceling the primary.
Mm-hmm.
There's four of them. Guess what? They're all delegates for Cruz.
Right.
They were all Cruz supporters. The fix was in Colorado. Trump is right. And had he sent someone over there, he would have failed. He would have lost. The reason? It's the GOP establishment.
Right.
They control these state conventions. And like you say, the guy's not been a politician. You can't enter and get in good with the people that run the party establishment when there's no primary, no caucus. There's just this real bureaucratic hack job.
Yeah.
You can't get in there unless you've been involved in party politics for years, like Cruz.
You got to know the secret handshake. Come in, you got the decoder ring, everything, you're all set. If you don't have it, you know, forget it. Hey, what did you make of the Washington Post endorsing Trump? That was a big endorsement.
You mean the New York Post?
New York Post. I'm sorry. What I'm saying.
Yeah,
I meant the New York Post.
Oh,
yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And a lot of people scratching their heads because you know who owns the New York Post is Rupert Murdoch.
Mm-hmm.
It had been reported that Murdoch was anti-Trump, and a lot of people are saying, hey, has he changed his mind? And isn't that interesting? The New York Post endorses Trump the same week that Megyn Kelly calls.
I was going to say that he meets with
and
Megyn
gets a
Kelly.
Meeting
yes.
with Trump.
Right.
So maybe Murdoch is saying, hey, I know where my bread is buttered, and, you know, he's a fellow billionaire. Maybe I ought to soften it a little bit. Yeah, it's really, it's fascinating to see. There's been a bit of a shift. Newt Gingrich, I think, who's everyone agrees, is a really intelligent and capable person. He's
right.
positioning himself to be part of the Trump administration. He is all but, I mean, he pretty much has endorsed Trump.
Right.
Giuliani has endorsed Trump.
Exactly. That just came up, too.
There's some formidable. I mean, Newt is an establishment guy.
Right. Well, James, we're out of time, and you know this conversation will continue. Don't we love this political season? James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor on Bill Martinez Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.